Speculation about where newsman Ted Koppel would land once he left ABC's Nightline ended today with the announcement that he's joined the Discovery Channel. Koppel was named managing editor of Discovery, and he will produce documentaries for the cable channel. Joining us now to talk more about this is Ken Auletta. He writes the Annals of Communications column for The New Yorker magazine. He's the author of several books about the news media. He's with us on the phone from New York City. Ken, thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
My pleasure.
Are you surprised that he ended up at Discovery? There's been a lot of rumors about HBO.
Yeah, the rumors were HBO, and so it is a surprise. But my understanding is that Discovery came in relatively late in the bidding process with a more substantial offer and more freedom.
Discovery is not a place that's exactly a beacon of journalism.
It is not. I mean, it does wonderful documentaries, most of which they farm out and basically pay for, consultants, in effect.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, you know, life, you know, environmental documentaries, et cetera. Koppel and his staff of eight, including Tom Battag as executive producer, is actually going to be housed in the headquarters in Washington of Discovery Network. They have a fairly big audience, as does obviously HBO for cable networks, and they're obviously choosing to go in a different direction and expand the stuff they do that they actually own.
That's interesting because, as you say, Discovery farms out almost everything. I used to think that their corporate goal was to have no one eligible for health insurance.
Yeah, it is a form of outsourcing, isn't it?
Yeah. We're talking about Discovery Channel and its acquisition, I guess, of a news department. Managing editor Ted Koppel today. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And it's interesting, Ken Auletta, when broadcasters tried to develop news departments in the past, what they did was develop a news department, ABC News, CBS News, NBC News, modeled on the old newspaper, but this is a different model.
This is a different model, and it's actually one that there's an undercurrent here that's real important, I think, Neil, to make clear. Koppel has basically is implicitly saying that the world he comes from, the world of network broadcast television news, is not interested any longer in the kind of serious news that he wants to do. And they are places increasingly that are preoccupied with their audience, which is dwindling, and reaching a younger demographic. Now, the kind of international documentaries or Nightline-type interviews or town halls that Koppel likes to do are not ones that the networks are very interested in doing anymore. Discovery is saying we are interested in doing it. So Koppel is really saying, in the world of network television that I grew up in and succeeded in and was paid a very healthy amount of money in, that world is no longer hospitable to Ted Koppel and the kind of news I want to do. But Discovery and the cable networks, which can charge and have two sources of revenue, not just advertising, but obviously subscriptions of some kind,
mm-hmm.
That's a world that I might be able to thrive in.
You can see what's in it for Koppel. What's in it for Discovery?
Well, what's in it for HBO when they put on great programming like The Sopranos? People talk about brands all the time, but what does a brand really mean? In the news world, a brand means credibility. Ted Koppel gives instant credibility to Discovery. So if Discovery is saying, we want to do our own news, what better brand or source of credibility than Ted Koppel?
So it's a prestige buy.
Well, it's more than a prestige buy. It's also a potential audience floor. Don't forget, they don't have to achieve in the cable world the mass audience. I mean, everyone talks about Fox News and how well it's doing versus CNN, but at most they have a couple of million people watch at night. That's compared to a network. The network in the news division has 26 million people watching the three newscasts at 6:30 at night.
And they're considered failures or failing.
They're considered failures, so they have a mass audience. In cable, you don't have to achieve a mass audience. So Koppel will enlarge the current audience that Discovery has, will bring them showers of publicity and credibility, presumably, and that in the long run might help Discovery create a new brand, a new awareness.
And is this another step in the process, the long process, but whereby Channel 7 is no more significant than Channel 356?
Yes, that's right. Now, the question I have about the Discovery agreement, television, you know, where is the future component? Where is the internet component to this deal? How is Ted Koppel, does Ted Koppel and or Discovery have any idea of how to get themselves not just on television, or not, but on devices, on be a cell phone or a PDA or some kind of handheld portable device or a game console? That's where increasingly you see the world moving, is people have more and more portability with their devices.
Yeah, iPods,
correct.
Just in the past 6 months have changed. I mean,
totally.
And podcasting didn't exist 2 years ago.
It didn't. So the question is it possible that we will see Ted Koppel in some kind of video form on our cell phone?
A question to ponder. Ken Auletta, thanks very much for being with us today.
My pleasure, Neil.
Ken Auletta writes the Annals of Communications for The New Yorker magazine. He's also the author of Backstory, Inside the Business of News. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.
This program is a production of National Public Radio. Tapes and transcripts are available. Call anytime, toll-free, 1-877-NPR-TEXT. That's 1-877-NPR-TEXT.